Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi Nedarim Daf Samach Tes. We are holding at the fifth line from the top of the Amud Bo'i Rava. We're going to have a couple of Shailos in the Gemara, starting with the first one in the name of Rava. So as we learned, a husband has a right to either interfere with his wife's nether, to cancel it by way of hafora, or he can actually reinforce that nether, which we call hakama, confirm the nether. So either cancel or confirm. Boy Rava, yesh she'ela b'hakim, oy ein she'ela b'hakim. Question. A husband decides to confirm, to ratify his wife's nether, to do hakama, which is basically supporting her nether. Can he go back on that? Can he retract his hakama? Do we treat it as though he actually made the nether? He overtook the nether. He took possession of the nether. It's his. And therefore he can go back on that hakama and undo what he did. It's as though he made a nether and he's just retracting like anybody can retract his nether. Or hakama does not lend to she'ela. Once you have confirmed your wife's nether, it's done. You can no longer go back on that hakama. Yesh she'ela b'hakim, oy ein she'ela b'hakim. Now, im temtzeloy mir yesh she'ela b'hakim, if you were to say that yes, hakama is like making a nether and she'ela is a real option. Here comes the next question. What if he did not do hakama? Rather, he did hafara. Can he go back on that? By expressing regret and charata. Yesh she'ela b'hafer, oy ein she'ela b'hafer. So it's a double question. A husband can either do hafara or hakama. If he does hakama, is it as though he made a nether and he can be mevatel that hakama by way of going to a chacham, etc., or not? And if he can, what about doing the same by hafara? He canceled. He disrupted his wife's nether. Can he go back on that and start all over again? Toshma Dom Rabbi Yechanan, here's the answer. Nish olin ala hakim? Yes, when you make hakama, it's as though you made a nether. You can do she'ela on that to uproot that hakama. Ve'ein nish olin ala hafer, but once you do hafara, it's a done deal. You can't go back on that. Boy Rava, here comes another question. The name of Rava. Or some other is Rava. Kiyim lichi. Kayam lichi, kayam lichi. She says to her, look, your nether is being confirmed. Okay? And then he says again, your nether is being confirmed. She's confirming it twice, which is pretty much redundant. Kayam lichi, it's mekuyim for you. Kayam lichi, it's mekuyim for you. So the second one isn't really accomplishing much. It's been confirmed by the first one. But then, look what happened. V'nishal ala hakama rishoyna. We have just learned that you can be shoyal, you can remove the hakama. So he did exactly that, pertaining to the first hakama. So the first hakama is no longer here. It's off the table. Mahu. What happens now? So although the first hakama no longer exists, but this fellow had made a double hakama, and perhaps the second hakama can now be activated and confirm the nether. Tashma, the answer is yes. Dama Rav, as Rav taught us, pertaining to halacha of shavua, suppose a person makes a shavua. I will not eat this loaf of bread. And then he makes another shavua. I will not eat it. It's a redundant shavua. There's no point to the second shvua. You can't apply a shvua on top of another shvua. You've already obligated yourself. You've already restricted yourself by way of that first shvua. There's no point to the second one. But Rabbi tells us a chiddush. The second expression does exist somewhere in the world. It hovers. It's a pending expression. It's awaiting. an opportunity to land, so to speak. Dama Rava, im nishal al rishayna. Suppose he goes to the Chacham and retracts that first Shavua. Now we have an opportunity for the second Shavua to be activated. Shnia chala olam. So the second Shavua, although at the time of expression, had no function, had no use, wasn't doing anything. It was passive, but it was waiting quietly by the sidelines, awaiting his opportunity to land. And that's what happens when he removes the first one. There's room for the second one to land, and it obligates him further. Likewise, in our case, a husband says, "Kayam, kayam." Well, at this point, the second kiyam has no function, has no meaning, has no purpose. But once he removes the first one by way of she'ela, that's a golden opportunity for the second hakama to come land and confirm the nether. Here comes another question. Boy Rabo, kayam lichi umufer lichi. This fellow is a unique individual. He speaks out of both sides of his mouth. He says, I'm being mekayim your nether, and I'm being made for your nether. Which is obviously impossible, because kiyum and afara can't coexist. But then he adds an expression which seems to indicate that he's more concerned about the afara part, because he says, look, and I don't want the hakama to work elam kein chala hafara, unless the hafara works. Mao, how would you treat this expression? What would happen here? Now the Ran explains that obviously you can't have hakama work in this case, because firstly, if the hafara works, then you can't have hakama. Hafara disrupts it. There's no more nether to be making. So that's pashut. You can't consider this nether to be confirmed. The question, however, is whether hafara is chal. Because look, he conditioned the hakama upon hafara working. He says, leitechel hakama l'mkein chal hafara. So hafara is sort of the tenai to allow hakama to land. So he seems more concerned about hafara than hakama. So perhaps, yeah, perhaps we should allow the hafara to work in this case. So, what is it? Tashma, we're going to have a raya. Miplukta, the Rabbi of Rabbi Yossi. We have a famous machlokes between these two tanaim. In a case of temura, a fellow has a carbon oila with a carbon shlomim, and he puts another animal next to him. He says, look, I want this animal to be a temura, which literally means an exchange, but that's not exactly what happens when you make a temura. Temura is more like an extension. You have the kedusha of the existing carbon, you know, extend itself into this new carbon as well. So however it works, the point is that this fellow sounded a bit confused. He had an oila and a shlamim, and he took another animal, and he says like this. This nan, we learned in the Mishnah. Harezu tmuras oila tmuras shlamim. You see, if you would have said, I want this new carbon, this new animal to be, you know, like a half oila, half shlamim, which is possible because you can sell the animal once it gets a mum and take the money and purchase with it an oila and a shlamim. He didn't say that clearly. If he would have said that, okay, then we know what he wants. But here he said, language which was a bit unclear. He says, Harezu tmuras oila, it should be treated as a tmura of oila. And then he says, tmura shlamim. It should be tmura oila, tmura shlamim. I'm not sure exactly what he had in mind, where, you know, what he's aiming for. So Rav Meir says, let's just pick the first thing that he said, which is oila. Harezu tmuras oila. Divrei Rav Meir. It assumes the status of an oila. Rav Yossi Omer, no. You never know. Maybe he was confused in his expressions. He didn't know exactly how to say it. And if in fact he claims that this is what he had in mind to begin with, what did he have in mind? That the new animal should be like a half oila, half shlamim. Im lekach niskava metchila. If this is what he had in mind initially, hoyal v'yefsha likrois shnei shemes ke'echad. Since we know that certainly a person can't, at least a human being can't, say two words at once. So he couldn't give it both titles at once. He had to say it successively, Tmura Sayla, and then he said Tmura Shlomim. But really he wanted it to be applied simultaneously, that the new animal should be considered half and half. And therefore, Dvarav Kayamun. We accept his claim and we allow it to happen. That's the machlekes in Maseches Tzmura. But the Gemara points out like this. Afilu Rav Meir Loi Ka'amar. Even Rav Meir says, follow the first part of expression. That's only the Loi Omar, when he wasn't explicit. He didn't say, you know, explicitly, I want both Kedushas to be Chal. The Loi Omar Loi Techel Zu Eleim Kein Chalazu. He didn't express clearly, I don't want this to land, meaning the Oila, unless the Kedusha Shlomim also lands. He didn't say it clearly, so we're not sure what he meant. Just go with the first part of the expression, Tmuras Oila. Aval. But let's say he would have said clearly that he wants both Kedushas to be applied to this new animal. And likewise in our case. Aval hacha de amar leitechel hakama, elem kein chala afara. But in this case where he clearly says, he stipulates, I don't want the hakama without the afara. Indicating that hafara by him is first priority. Even Rabbi Meir would agree in this case, Rabbi Meir nami moide, the hafara chala, of course hafara is applied. So that resolves that question. Here comes another question. By Rabba or by Rabba. Kayo umufar lichi bevasachas mao. Suppose he says it at once. He says, I want your nether to be kayim and mufar. Pretty confusing expression. How would we treat this? Mao. What is the halach? And the one explains. We're not sure whether, one can act without can be activated without the other, so we're not sure which one is going to work, either the kiyum or the afara, or perhaps since he said it, at once, maybe, and hakama was said first, maybe hakama is the one that should be applied, we're not sure. Toshma, here comes a riot, that none work, and it's as though he didn't say anything. Null and void. Dama Rabba, Rabba told us like this. There's a halacha in Maseches Kedushin. A person cannot be mekadesh an isha and her sister. It doesn't work. She's too close. It's an erva. An isha and her mother, same thing. So once he marries an isha, he can't marry her daughter. The Kedushin will not work. But suppose he is mekadesh, he engages two sisters at once. Okay? Simultaneously. Does it work? No. What do you mean? Why not? He can be Mekadesh one without the other, so why doesn't it work at all by either one? Dama Rabba, Rabba explained to us as follows. It's based on a well-known formula, which is called Dover She'ena Bezeh Chazeh. Whenever you have something which can't work successively. So, suppose he would have been Mekadesh Rachel. You can no longer be Mekadesh Leah, the sister, right? It won't work B'zeh HaZeh. They're inherently contradictory to each other. Afilu B'Vasachas Einai. And therefore we say, even if he chapped the Rhine, he did it both together as one. They're mutually exclusive. They're inherently contradictory, and none of them. The Kedushin won't apply to either of them. It's like fire and water. So if they can't work, like fire and water, you put fire and then water, or you put water and then fire, they cancel each other out. Right? Perhaps over there the water outlasts the fire. But over here, you can't have the second condition, ever, if it's done in order. Right? Rachel and then Leah, or Leah then Rachel, the second one never works. So you can't marry both. So even if you did it as one, in one shot, it just doesn't take hold. And none of them are Mekudosh. And likewise, in our case, whether he says Hafara before the Hakama, or Hafara before the Hafara, it doesn't matter. Hafara and Hakama cannot coexist. And therefore, the whole thing is batal, and it's as though he didn't say anything, and he can just start from scratch. He can pick his options. Either be Mayfair or be Mekayim. Okay, so what did we learn today? We learned about a husband being Shoyel on his Hakama. Right? He has two options. He can either confirm his wife's nether, which is Hakama, or he can be Mayfair the nether. If he does Hakama, he can go back on it by expressing regret, etc. But once he does hafara, it's over. You can't be shayla on hafara. Suppose he says, kiyam, kiyam, or kayam, kayam, a redundancy. And he removes the first kayam by doing shayla. The second kiyam is now applied. What if he does kayam, mufar, and he says, the kiyam is only going to work if there's hafara? Maskana of the Gemara is hafara takes priority. What if he says kayam and ufar together? It's as though he didn't say anything and he has a clean slate, start from scratch, pick your choice, either be mekayam or be mefer. Hatzlacha Rabbah to you and all the best.